Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning, 97.1.
The first one hurt
a little bit.
Sorry, guys. That was Wojo.
Something.
That was Wojo.
And yeah, is that the only way Wojo could pull a muscle?
Yeah.
it's broadcasting's a sport.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He Wojo down with the oblique.
1 to 10. Where's your panic? Wojo sounded like an 11. And a lot of people are nervous. I'm nervous. It's down to 3.5. They lost with Scooble on the mound yesterday. They haven't hit all month. All of their all-stars are ice cold. 5 out of 10? Just because the math is still on their side. But it's moving the wrong way here. The panic meter, it's there.
Every loss, the panic goes up. And nervous, I don't know if that's necessarily a great measure of panic, because until it's all done, every single game, there's going to be a little bit of nervous energy. Even when it is done and sealed up, there's going to be some nervous energy because it's, well, are we creating enough momentum to get into the, you know, so when we get to the postseason, we can actually do something.
But I wasn't nervous yesterday. I was like, oh, okay, Scooble's going to pitch. They'll win the game. It'll be back up to 5.5, and we'll spend our show doing a lot of football talk. Instead, they lose, and they've invited in this very tense final 9 games of the regular season. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the division. It's the bye. It's... Yeah. Confidence in any kind of run in the playoffs, which feels off the table at the moment. Let's get to some people. Corey in Livonia. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I place this all on Scott Harris. I don't see, like, I know there's people on your station, Valeni says, oh, you know, he's done a really good job. I don't see it. I don't see over the last few years. I mean, look at the, you know, the Rodriguez deal, years, you know, a couple years ago with the Dodgers, and that all fell apart. Last year, he traded Flaherty, and yeah, he got a good catcher that we're not going to see in what, 3 years. Trey Sweeney is up and down. I mean, he's living on 75 more than he is at Comerica Park because he's going back and down, up and down with Toledo. This year, what has he done? I mean, he's got more swings and misses with pitchers in the offseason. His one good signing was Gleyber Torres, and that's for 1 year. I don't see anything that he's done. And then when it comes time that we, you know, we need to have a good team or we need to get a good player or someone to help the offense, he doesn't do anything.
So
okay, you swung and missed with Bregman. You swung and missed with Bregman, and you have no plan B.
So who do you credit?
No other player out there.
Who do you credit for being in the playoffs last year and now this year, and they're not in the playoffs yet, but for being a team that has led for almost the entirety of the season in their division?
A.J. Hinch.
So you give A.J. Hinch any slate of players, and he's going to be a manager that puts you in this position.
John, last year they made the playoffs.
I'm asking the question.
I understand that. I'm saying, though, they made the playoffs last year with with a historical slide by the Twins. If the Twins won two games, we weren't in the playoffs. So that guy, I mean, we got lucky last year. I'm not going to – I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it, but they got lucky. This year they played out of their mind. Now it's just water's finding its level. They're an average team. And what I'm saying is Harris hasn't done anything to put us over that average line. We are an average team. And it's starting to show that.
Well, it's showing that they don't have enough high-end talent. I would agree with that point. They don't have enough high-end talent. Yeah. And at the deadline, they went with Finnegan and friends. And they are missing Finnegan right now.
Yeah, but which he should be back this weekend.
Would be a nice boost. But the friends component wasn't good enough.
So I don't think he added a bat. And I'm not defending this. This is the reason why I don't think he added a bat. Because I think they were counting on Matt Vierling.
Well, then he made a mistake. He never should have counted on a guy who couldn't stay healthy all season. Yeah, he should have given himself options. That's the whole point, right? Give yourself options. Because when Zach McKinstry inevitably cooled down, right? When Javi Baez inevitably cooled down, when Riley Green is going streaky, you need to have enough bats to sustain any of these droughts.
So I think they really made a mistake all season long with Vierling. The whole thing from, we talk about it in spring training. Just shut it down. Get yourself right, and maybe he's not on the team the entire year. Instead, there's been this back and forth, and thinking that, hey, he's going to be back. He's not probably going to be back now. He's had a setback again. And
well, even if he is, when he came back and he was quote-unquote healthy, it took him, 100 at-bats before you thought you started to see something, and then all of a sudden you got to hit the pause button again?
I mean, he really had one moment this season. It was that big home run in the eighth inning, middle of summer.
Yeah.
I think they made a real critical mistake there because the right-handed batting is just awful on this team. And also, they trusted their all-stars. And we both know it was McKinstry, and I think even Baez, it was laughable that they were in the game, to be honest with you. But, you know, you can't trust a half a season. You got to trust a career, or you got to look at Baez's time that he's been here. I mean, you said it, Jim, 105.
Yeah, let me give the numbers again for people. In September, the four all-star bats for the Tigers, Javi Baez hitting 105 with a 350 OPS. Zach McKinstry batting 212 with a 614 OPS. Riley Green's hitting 192, 605 OPS. And Gleyber Torres, who's been a really quality bat all year, 154 in the month of September with a 626 OPS.
And one of your best hitters is maybe injured.
Colt Keith.
Yeah. I mean, it's a disaster.
Well, and your glove at third base.
But as we pointed out earlier, they need to hit the Braves the first two games. If they don't do that, I really believe they're in big trouble.
Well, this turns not like a 5 or a 6 out of 10 panic. It starts to become an 8 or a 9.
Yeah.
And you're almost full-blown panic.
Well, and, okay, I didn't want to bring this up, but I mean, as you're doing the math, and I'm not going to get too deep into the math, but
is this a heat check here?
This is okay. If you end up losing the division to the Guardians, because you're at 85 wins right now,
yeah,
that means you're not winning many more games. The Red Sox right now are at the cut line for the wild card spot.
So you
lose the automatic spot into the playoffs by winning the division.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you finish the final three games of the season in Boston, and they're the team that is chasing you for that last wild card spot.
Those games could decide who's in and out of the playoffs if you don't pick it up here.
Yeah.
If this team can't win three more games.
Just add a little anxiety to our listener.
If this team can't win three more games, I mean, seriously, that gives them to 88. Like I tell you guys quite often, in the end, getting in the playoffs in baseball, you get 86 to 88 wins, you're in. If they can't win three more games remaining on their schedule,
that'd be a joke.
They deserve what they get.
Yeah. Tigers, no grit, missed the playoffs. Harris should be gone, John and Fenton. Texter says they might be the most phony playoff team of the last 20 years. They're toasted oats in the playoffs. Your best hitter can barely hit 260. And this one says free fall is 100% on the front office. At the deadline, we were, if not one of the best teams in baseball, and decided to do nothing except Finnegan and friends. If the collapse come to fruition, they miss the playoffs. I want Scott Harris gone.
Well, I think we can all agree that that's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But I do want to just remind people that if Scott Harris had traded any of those top 10 prospects, it would haunt them. Anybody find what's going on particularly haunting? I do. God forbid they would have given up one of those guys. It would have haunted them. Much worse than choking a 15-game lead in the division. We can trade campfire stories. I think that one's worse.
Missing the playoffs?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, for his sake, they need to make the playoffs because this fan base is not happy.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of fan bases that are not happy, John, I want to work in a little bit of MSU stuff.
Okay.
This is a unique situation. Ugh. Are Spartan fans going to play ball?
This is example number one why USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington should not be in the Big Ten. I understand the finances of it. I understand the money. I understand all of that. But it's like Stanford being in the ACC. It's ridiculous to go cross country and play at 11 p.m. your local time. Is there anyone else out there that thinks this is absolutely asinine?
248-539-9797. We want you to let it out, Spartan fans. It's finally here. You're going to play tomorrow, and it's going to be at 11 p.m. at night. If you want to vent, we'll open up the lines. I also want to know what your game plan is. Like, are you taking a nap? Are you caffeined up, like jittery from the energy drinks? How do you plan to make it to 2 a.m.? Or, John, maybe you're just not going to stay up. Maybe you look at the spread and go, we're going to get bombed by 20. It's too late at night. I'm not going to F up my Sunday. I'm not watching my team this week. 248-539-9797. We'll take some of those phone calls in. More of the panic in Tiger Town. It's 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. It's Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your game gear ready. From September 19th through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select MyPlan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today. Only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H2025. Tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experience may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an advertisement of Verizon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dan Dickerson on the call, 3-1 final. Tigers swept by the Guardians. We're going to turn your pain into your gain later this hour. Listen for the Jose Ramirez home run call. Yes, it was the decisive blow late in the game. When you hear that, that's your cue to call to win tickets to see Nate Bargatze, Little Caesars Arena, August 14th. It's courtesy of 313 Presents. He's the comedian that hosted the Emmys this week. Kind of got a dry sense of humor. I like him.
Yeah,
he's comedy
funny.
Too, family friendly. You want to win those tickets, listen for the Jose Ramirez home run call when it plays later in the hour. All right, John, we asked people panic in Tiger Town. We also asked people about MSU football at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Are you even going to stay up and watch your team? Are you, if you're furious about it, let us know. Vent your feelings. Ticket Texter says, it's BS that it's an 11 o'clock kickoff. It's a problem playing West Coast teams in the conference. If our team was good, I'd stay up. But I have no faith in this coach or squad. By 11 o'clock, I'll be in bed so I can be fishing the next morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, get any room in the boat?
I know my team's going to get their doors blown off by 40-plus. They're not going to win another game this year. I'm not staying up till 2:30 in the morning to watch it happen. It's definitely getting skipped.
So there's a couple things going on. I don't know if you've experienced this. I've run into a few Spartan fans throughout the course of the week, and I've asked them because I'm kind of puzzled. Team is 3-0, and they want the coach gone. Now I get maybe it's not as exciting as you were hoping in 15 games with your new coach, but there is improvement with Aiden Chiles. The offense looks better. Defense, that's another matter. But the fact that you're not going to watch this, and that's your reason, that you don't think you're going to win another game. Now, okay, that's a side topic. But just going to the 11 o'clock start, there are, I'll watch it simply because we'll be getting back at about that time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's I'm not going to get home and just completely, hey. Go to bed.
Yeah.
So I got to unwind a little bit, and I'll unwind with some Spartan football, see how the game is going. If it hits halftime and it seems like it's a game, I'll watch the entire thing. But it is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that an East Coast team, and I know Greg's comment during the picks was, kids, college kids can't stay up until 11 o'clock or 2 o'clock. I get that. Yes, they can. To party and do other things. But I think Michigan State is at a disadvantage with their body clocks saying, it's 11 o'clock at night. Now you want me to go out there and perform at an elite level, at a high level for 3.5 hours?
Look, it was a disadvantage last year going both ways, east and west. And a ticket texter points out UCLA is going to have to play a 9 a.m. game their time later this month or in the next month here when they play MSU at noon.
And I know, when I say this, this is me. This is somebody that gets up at 3:30 in the morning, and I'm an early riser, even if I didn't have this shift. I do think your body clock, it's easier to get going and perform in the morning football than it is 11 o'clock or even going into the next day.
Right.
At 2 o'clock Sunday morning. When you are going to be in the fourth quarter. Now, I could be way off. That's just me.
But again, this is like almost unanimous on the ticket text. I'll read you some more of them. Lifelong Spartan fan. Could probably count on two hands the amount of games I've missed my entire life. I refuse to stay up and watch this. Another one says, my game plan is to watch the Saturday night games around 7:30 and then go to bed when they're done. Zero reason anyone should stay up till 3 in the morning to watch their team get bombed by 50. What a joke the sport has become. Spartan season ticket holder, total BS on the game time, not only for the players, but the fans, total disrespect. But what else do you expect with the Spartans? Can I just play the other side of this for a second here? Michigan State in the Big Ten gets more money because the West Coast teams were added. The TV deal shot through the roof. You're trying to compete at a time where money has never been more important in college football, right?
Correct.
This was your opportunity to access those funds to stay more competitive. Now, if your administration can't do anything with it, that's a separate issue. But you'd rather be in the conference with all the money, the richest conference in college football, at a time where NIL and paying players is in the open. So, like, this is the trade-off. Did you not want to, you'd rather be in the Big 12? You'd rather be in the ACC?
No.
And I guess I
no,
just...
No, you'd rather still be in the Big Ten because the Big Ten was still making more money before they added those West Coast teams.
But the SEC made their additions to Texas and Oklahoma. It's a keeping
and
up with the Joneses.
The Big Ten is still making more money than the SEC.
Would they have if they didn't add the LA market and Seattle and out West? I don't know. And the other thing I'd say to MSU fans, and I know this is going to come out as a shot, like, you're already throwing away your own home games, giving away home games. You're not above this 11 o'clock start.
Well, but here's the thing. And correct me if I'm wrong in the timing. I may have the timing issue wrong on this, but the Big Ten started this by adding UCLA and USC. It was, I don't think it was in response to Oklahoma and Texas. It's been a blur. It's been a little bit of a while since that all went down, and I can't remember which domino fell first, but I think it was USC and UCLA. Regardless, it's the other point of this before we get to news is Michigan State has to agree to this. The athletic department has to agree and say, yes, we will play at 11 o'clock our time at night. They could have refused.
And they chose to allow,
and they chose to, yeah, to allow
yeah.
it to happen.
So what I'm seeing, and I just want to get this before we get to news. Oklahoma and Texas officially joined the SEC in 2024, but were invited in 2021, which I believe is earlier
than USC.
And UCLA. Right. But they've both been doing this because the Big Ten added Rutgers in Maryland, and it's just continued
Woo-hoo.
To go this way.
Woohoo!
I know. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Hey, it's that time of year. It's time to cast your vote for the toy you want to see in the National Toy Hall of Fame. So this year, there are 12 finalists. Battleship, Catan, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furby, a Scooter, Slime, Snow, Spirograph, Star Wars Lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, and Trivial Pursuit. So the winners will ultimately be voted on by toy industry experts, but the public gets a say as well. You can vote throughout next week. The inductees will be announced in November. And last year, the three toys that got inducted were My Little Pony, Transformers, and the card game Phase 10.
Hmm.
If you were to pick a toy on that list of the 12 finalists, which toy would you definitely want in?
Give me a couple of those again.
Battleship, Catan, Connect Four, Cornhole, Furby, Scooter, Slime, Snow, Spirograph, Lightsaber, Tickle Me Elmo, Trivial Pursuit.
Connect Four.
I think that's one of my three.
I think the oddest one, the one I don't get the most, is the slime craze. Like, I wasn't a kid for the slime craze. I know the kids are all about it now.
It was very popular a few years ago.
Yeah. But
slime was around when you were a kid.
Yeah.
It was
the whole Nickelodeon
like
slime.
There was like
Gak. But it's different. Like, Nickelodeon slime was like,
but
they pour the bucket. I remember those.
Yeah.
This is like you're using it like Play-Doh, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can make it at home.
Yeah. And you could throw it against the wall and mark up all your parents' walls with whatever chemical is in there.
I'd probably choose Battleship, Trivial Pursuit. Those are great ones too.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's an exciting game.
I love trivia games. What, you're rolling your eyes? That's one of my favorites. Some of it's too hard. Like, I don't know the answers.
Yeah,
but
that's
But I have a Disney Trivial Pursuit at home. That one's good.
Oh, you're like, a Disney adult? How dare you? How dare you?
I do enjoy Disney movies. I'm not going to go to Disney World by myself as an adult. It's weird.
Wow.
Wear matching t-shirts.
Disney
weird. Yes.
Trivial Pursuit.
I do love Disney movies. I'm just, yes. Anyway, moving on, John. This is really great. Ford Field is about to transform into a site for free health screening. So this is for guys. 18 years and older, you're encouraged to participate. You do not need insurance. You can just show up. And it takes place September 20th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's hosted by the Michigan Men's Health Foundation. And a doctor, and actually the founder of the foundation, says that far too often, and men avoid going to the doctor, don't recognize or prioritize their physical and mental health. So this is an opportunity to sit down with medical experts one-on-one and ask any questions that you have. And it's free of charge and it's in a really cool environment.
Yeah.
It's just a really great, I mean, you can see the list of things they do. They are going to do everything here, really. So it's a good opportunity to go if you've been putting off going to the doctor. Maybe you don't have health insurance, so that's been a reason you're not going.
There's a number of reasons dudes do this, right?
Maybe
you don't have health insurance. You don't want to, you know, pay for it. It's also, I'm tougher than everyone else, you know, or you're, you know, taking your kids, or you're making sure that everybody else is taken care of and you think of yourself last.
Yep. Most of Detroit's Eastern Market is up for sale. So the owner of 21 properties in the market is now looking to sell all of them, whether that's individually or as one giant portfolio. The properties span 10 acres, including a mix of industrial and commercial buildings. There's a bunch that are occupied by a lot of companies you probably know. Cipino Pizza, Jose's Taco, Farmer Frank's Restaurant, the list goes on. So the asking price for all of the parcels comes to just under $31 million. Mm. They hit the market yesterday.
Wow.
And they're looking for somebody who really has
a plan.
Yeah, and the expertise and passion to take over these buildings.
It's Heather with the news. Cookie Jar is next. It's 97.1. All right, guys, Lions fans, time to roar louder than ever before. The 2025 season is here, and so is the ultimate way to celebrate. I'm talking about 1800 Tequila, the world's most awarded tequila, and it's back as the official tequila of our Detroit Lions. From pregame tailgates to postgame celebrations, 1800 Tequila brings smooth, bold flavor to every moment. Sip it in a sideline margarita or enjoy it straight. Either way, you're raising your glass to a championship season. Make 1800 Tequila part of that game day lineup all season long. Victory never tasted so good. 1800 Tequila, official tequila of the Detroit Lions. Proximo, 1800tequila.com. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, Cookies.
The cookie jar is brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. $10,000 for every day you don't shower. How many days would you go?
All right. This is just showering, right?
Let me put some stipulations.
You can change your clothes.
You can change your clothes.
You can brush your teeth.
You can brush your teeth.
Can you use like a washcloth and like wash your body?
No soap products. You could like go in the sprinklers if you'd like.
What about your hair?
No.
Shower in a bottle. You can use as much deodorant as you want.
Yes.
Dry shampoo.
Can I just rinse off?
Yeah, like I think you could hose yourself down.
Oh, I'm...
That changed everything for Greg.
Yeah, it's an epiphany. But you can't use like soap and like clean yourself.
Right. Yeah. With those rules, I'm definitely sure that I could make this call. If I could, you know, stand in a sprinkler and just, you know, hose off a little bit, indefinitely.
You never shower.
Yeah. 10K a day. And it's, you know, at some point the contributions will have to go to, you know, room fresheners. And
yeah, no one's going to want to sit in a room with.
That's
think
fine.
About us.
Think about us. I'm thinking about my family. That's $3.65 million per year.
Heather?
I don't think I could go indefinitely. That was never on my radar. The hair really gets me, especially for things I do. Like if I'm booked for a commercial and I haven't washed my hair.
Yeah, different for dudes.
It is. That's where that comes down. I can go quite a while without washing my hair. I typically can go like once a week.
Yeah.
So I'd say like maybe 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Really? That's it?
Two and a half. It's the hair. It really comes down to the hair.
Greg?
Yeah, I would say 2 weeks. Would we have the stipulation of I can just rinse off in the shower? I'll say 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
I thought when we were talking about hosing yourself down, it's like going out to the yard. And,
yes.
Yeah. You can't actually get in the shower.
You can't
like
stand in the shower. No.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a garden hose or a sprinkler.
You can jump in a lake.
A lake?
Oh, I've done the whole lake thing for
weeks. My point is you're still going to feel dirty.
Yeah.
See, great advantage being bald here, by the way.
Yeah.
So I was going to say 30 days until the stipulations came in. I would do 100 days. That's $1 million.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh. Yeah, I'm count the salary, 3.65 per year.
Yeah, Heather, you could miss a commercial. You're making more money doing this.
Yeah.
I know. $3 million. Yeah, I guess you're right. See, you could convince me. Maybe, I don't know.
You could shave your head at that point. I mean, it's $3 million.
No.
You wear a hat.
I'm not shaving my head.
John,
did
you ever have a $3.65 million annual salary while playing in the NFL?
No. So, yeah, I mean, it's
pretty good money then.
Yeah.
I would go a month. Next question. National Cheeseburger Day was yesterday. What's the best cheese for your cheeseburger?
So, okay, I need some clarification on this as well.
Come on, guys.
Cheese is cheese.
Is Velveeta cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
It's debatable
whether
it is. You're
not going to answer Velveeta anyway, so why are you asking?
Well, if it's cheese, I'm going Velveeta.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. The Big C. The Big C at Clyde's, the drive-in in the UP. St. Ignace. It is the greatest burger I have ever had. And it used Velveeta cheese. So if Velveeta is on the list, I'm going Velveeta. That's not even close.
Heather.
American.
Okay. American's a great one. That's what I was going to go with if
it's Velveeta similar
was. John, I thought you were a patriot. Like come on.
Huh?
I thought you were a patriot.
America.
John has stumbled onto something. I believe Miller's in Dearborn also uses Velveeta cheese. And Miller's just got a national shout out by Jimmy Fallon. Let's go Velveeta, John.
Amen, brother. High five.
Cheddar. Better with cheddar.
Cheddar. Make everything better.
White American cheese.
That's a trap. Just put white American.
Yeah, exactly. I chase who?
As a?
White American cheese.
You guys are going to have me in a hood by the end of the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Will Ferrell, Adam Sandler, who has the better movies?
You lost me.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Very tight on this one. So I broke the tie by thinking that Step Brothers is the best movie between the two of them. So I'm going Will Ferrell.
So I don't think this is as close as you think. Like, that may be the best movie amongst these, but Adam Sandler's, his ability to not just be slapstick funny and have a couple serious movies, I just prefer his humor more than I prefer Will Ferrell's humor is good for one or two, and then it wears me out.
I agree there gets to be a stale factor, but he also has the lines in old school, like, we're going straight into the quad. You're going to dunk your neck.
Yeah.
Well, that's not him. That's saying it. The guy.
But you're getting the whole movie.
That's Stifler.
This was really hard for me because I don't really care for either of them.
Yeah.
But I love some Adam Sandler movies, and I actually like Adam Sandler more now than I ever did in the past. But it does come down to the movies I'm going to watch repeatedly, and that is Step Brothers, and every year Elf is on repeat during Christmas time. So it comes down to the Anchorman, old school. I'm going to go with Will Ferrell.
John, we have, I think, the same analysis at this, but from two different angles. I think it's clearly wide open in favor of Will Ferrell, and I think Adam Sandler's comedy is too much alike. I think it's too many of their movies are too similar for Sandler, so I'll go Will Ferrell.
I had the same reaction that John did. I get more depth with Adam Sandler. I get funny movies like Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, but I also get Click. I get Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
I also like Eight Crazy Nights.
I like Hustle. I like that movie. I thought that was good. It was cute.
I went Sandler.
Yeah.
This next question, the fact that it's even here suggests someone's going to have a weird answer. How do you put on your shoes and socks? Do you go sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
I go sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Because I'm already holding my breath on one side. Why would I then take a breath to do it four times?
John, that makes no sense to me. So is your sock...
Because you're not fat like I am.
No, are your socks in the same location as your shoes? Like, are you putting your shoes on in your bedroom? Like, so you put a sock on and you have your shoes... Or you put your socks on downstairs?
Yeah, because people are sleeping in my room.
Do you get dressed downstairs?
No, I get dressed in the closet, but I've got nowhere to sit in my closet. They're in my pocket, and I go downstairs, and I take them out, and when I put one sock in one shoe, one sock in the other shoe. So then when I go to put my socks and shoes on, I go sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
It's weird. It's really weird.
So to save time, are you normal or not, Heather?
I'm normal.
Okay, Greg?
Normal?
Normal.
Okay, yes. I also put my socks on first and then my shoes. Normal.
Dorks.
Lamar Jackson is next up for the Lions. Who's the hardest athlete to game plan for in all of sports?
So very similar athlete to Lamar Jackson, and the answer might just be Lamar Jackson, but I think it's Josh Allen. And you watch that game last night where he makes those last second little flip throws to his tight ends or to his receivers. I think it's Josh Allen.
Greg?
I was waiting for Heather's take.
Yeah, silence.
Look, past his prime, so I may be thinking of prime of this player, but man, there's no defending Kevin Durant. He's a 7-foot shooting guard with range, who has a high release. Like, he is one of the top five unguardable players in the history of the NBA.
So I was thinking, like, outside the box here, and right now I think Scottie Scheffler is the most dominant athlete in all of sports. And how you game plan mentally for him when he's on his game, I think he's unbeatable. But I'm not going with that. I thought about Judge and Ohtani, but you can walk him. So my answer is Lamar.
I'm going Jokic. Look, there's no answer. You double him, he's the best passing big man of all time. He can shoot the three. He's lethal. There is no answer. You just have to hope he's not on that day. Okay. Last question. The thumbs up emoji is viewed by the younger generation kind of like a middle finger. What are your thoughts on the thumbs up emoji?
I don't get it. It's so whether you're liking a text with a thumbs up emoji or you're just sending the emoji of thumbs up, to me it's all the same. And I'm just... okay, got it, or good. Like, I don't get the... I'm not trolling you by saying it's a thumbs-up emoji. I'm not sending you... what's the thumbs-down emoji?
But I think the context is like, cool, I'm done with this conversation. I'm not continuing it. I'm not even giving you something to react to. We're done here.
But at least you're acknowledging the conversation, whether it's done and over with or not. It's worse to not give a thumbs-up than just leave it with nothing. No response. At least you've seen it and you're acknowledging it.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, I'm very straightforward. If I'm going to send something that is supposed to be interpreted as the thumb, as the middle finger, I'll just send you the middle finger. And it might even be a selfie.
It's a quick acknowledgement and a useful tool. I do not find any harm receiving or giving it.
100% agree with Greg.
All right.
Cookies. It's your generation.
I don't think it's like an FU or a middle finger. I think it's just, we're done with the conversation. I have nothing more to add. I'm moving on.
So it's
you could take it as rude.
It's just
maybe.
Like, a, cool. Got it.
Yeah, I could see how it could be taken as rude. I don't take it that way.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's a cookie jar. Let us know what you think. Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. It's a Friday. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. Looking for a stylish SUV? You can lease a new Buick Encore GX or a stunning new Buick Envista for just $199 a month. Both are exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick. These deals are happening right now only at your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer fees, dealer sets final price must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit is required. Mileage charge at 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions do apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com for more details. That's GMCOfferInfo.com. Thanks, Dan.
3-1, your final. Jose Ramirez steps up in a big spot. That's the all-star bat for the Guardians. Take a look over at the Tiger all-star bats, and it's been a brutal month of September. They've lost 6 of the last 7. The lead's down to 3.5. We've done a little panic meter talk today. If you missed it, you can rewind. If you're sticking with us, we'll get back into it a little later. We got some reaction to Cookie Jar. Okay. And at 8:02, we're going to involve all three teams playing football this weekend. Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Question involving all three. All right, John. We had a lot of response here.
Okay.
I'm looking at some of these for the first time. So, all right, here we go. Sock, shoe, sock, shoe. I need someone to scoop my jaw off the ground. I'm borderline disgusted. Absolutely abhorrent behavior, Patrick in Vermont.
Huh. Well, thanks for listening in Vermont.
So, again, you walk to like where your shoes are at the front door.
It's weird. It's really weird.
Then you put one sock, then the shoe, one sock, then the shoe.
So here's how it goes in the morning. I grab a cup of coffee. I grab my shoes and I go sit and I watch a little bit of TV and I catch up on anything that I missed that night. And before I leave, I put my socks and shoes on. Mm-hmm. And so...
And most people would put their socks on both and then their shoes on both.
Okay. I have to... Okay. I've lost some weight. Not enough. I still have to hold my breath to put my shoes on. So I go to one side, take a deep breath, I put a sock on, and I put my shoe on and I tie it. I recover, and then I do the other side.
I thought you were saying you were holding your breath because your feet stunk so bad. I didn't know you were holding your breath to
feet.
Bend over. Yeah, but your shoes can still smell.
That's why. That's the fat reference.
I didn't get it. I didn't
fully get it.
That's because you're not fat.
You're not fat, though.
I know.
Well, I'm okay. I still... Maybe it's just that it's so far away.
You could
know.
You could sit.
Do sit down. I'm not gonna. I. It's hard enough for me to touch my toes.
Okay.
It's an inflexibility issue.
Okay.
Get off my back.
I didn't want to get so personal about it. All right. ticket textures. The thumbs up emoji means sit on this from anyone under 30. It means got it to normal people.
Yeah, it does.
Liking a text is not condescending, but texting the thumbs up definitely is. I absolutely
What's the difference between liking a text that still sends a thumbs up to a text than actually sending the emoji of a thumb? I don't.
This text says, I absolutely take the thumbs up emoji as a middle finger from the youngsters, but I hate communication in general. It's lazy. Emoji communication in general is lazy. I use thumbs up as a positive gesture. Like, I agree. The one that grinds my gears is when someone sends just the letter K. That may as well be a middle finger.
Yeah. I mean, my kids do the double K. K. It's a capital K and a low K. Yeah. KK. I'm like, okay.
What is that?
Cool. Yeah.
I don't know what
one
is
more
that?
And they're like, Jim.
That's been around for a long time, the double K.
I said that to my daughter, by the way, that, we're one letter away from being problematic, and she did not understand the reference.
Right.
This ticket texter says, I just spit out my protein shake. I'll take the white American. And the next one says, I know what cookies is going to be for Halloween. A witch hat and a white sheet, and you're all set, buddy. One more on the texts, like the emojis. When John sends an eggplant emoji, he actually wants an eggplant. Mike in a car.
Yeah. That's not on my preferred food list.
I'm 43. Thumbs up is a sarcastic response. It is nowhere near the face value that John believes.
Really? So in terms of it being lazy, I double click on the text and you hit like. Okay, I could say that's being lazy. But to actually send the thumbs up emoji, I have to click more buttons to get to the emoji screen to send the thumbs up emoji. Okay. So it's not lazy by definition. I take more steps to do it.
This whole, it's lazy. How about it's an appropriate use of effort? Should I have my grammar corrected? Yes, yeah. I agree with that.
The whole grammar thing with kids drives me nuts. At least I've finally convinced one of my daughters, my oldest daughter, you could message her by name if you can do the math on that one. I finally convinced her to actually have capital letters and some punctuation in her text messages. They make fun of me because I use periods and I use
punctuation in text messages?
Oh yes, and I will correct it. Absolutely.
I get a question, but you'll use periods,
commas,
semicolons.
Yes, commas. Yeah, and if I read it and I'm like, wait, there should be a comma in there. I don't.
I'm just clarifying. You're very punctual here.
I do use punctuation.
It's part of
as
language.
It should be used. Yes.
The whole point of text, though, is
show
shorthand.
Show that you have some education.
I'm not trying to prove how smart I am in a text message. I'm just trying to communicate it as efficiently as possible. It's shorthand.
No.
On the cheese conversation, people are vetoing Velveeta, says it's not real cheese, says you need something cut off of a boar's head block or a high-end cheese. No Kraft either.
So that's why I had to clarify, because it's technically not cheese, but neither it is called Velveeta cheese.
Neither is Kraft, right? It's cheese product. They can't call it cheese. The Kraft American singles technically have to be called cheese product.
Yeah, isn't Dairy Queen not ice cream technically?
Right.
Right. Yes. But I it's in the spirit of the conversation. If you want to put a slice of Kraft cheese or Velveeta on your burger.
And I like the fact that you brought up Miller's uses Velveeta.
Yes.
And it was just talked about as the greatest burger in America.
On the shower conversation. Hey guys, I'm a nurse. I couldn't make it more than 3 days. Mike and Algonac.
Okay. Well, I get that, Mike, because you are in the healthcare profession. But if you are making $10,000 a day, retire. Don't be a nurse. Are you making $10,000 a day now?
That number has gotten people's attention. This guy says $10,000 every day. I'd rub my body in dog feces every day if it meant I could get $10,000. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then go stand in front of the sprinkler.
That's gross. That's a lie.
Yeah, I don't think I would go the animal feces.
Mm-mm.
People want you to get slip-on shoes, John. They think it could be a game changer for you.
Yeah. Well, not a big fan of, I think slip-on shoes are lazy.
Get yourself a pair of Lions Crocs. There you go.
Yeah. Could you imagine me walking in with a pair of Crocs on?
I can't, but.
It's just not going to happen.
Either. Do a triple take. Anyway, we'll get into the three teams, Michigan, Michigan State, and the Lions. Most to gain, most to lose. We'll talk some football after the update. We do have a winner for our Nate Bargatze tickets, Josh in St. Clair Shores. He listened for that Jose Ramirez home run call, turned his pain into gain. He'll be going to the show on August 14th, 2026, courtesy of 313 Presents. For tickets and info, Ticketmaster.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.